The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
As much as Canadians like to fly under the radar, we're front page, top story, the joke on every talk show host's lips, thanks to the beleaguered Mayor McCheese of Toronto, Rob Ford. And I think it's safe to say that most Canadians, even those who have distanced themselves about as far as you can get from TO and still call themselves Canadians, like my fellow Vancouverites, have an opinion on his recent fall from grace. It's easy for us to be smug on the best coast because our mayor is all about the bike lanes and fruit juice, not the crack pipes and tequila. Which really makes me wonder what Torontonians saw in this guy in the first place. He always appears to be on the verge of spontaneously exploding like Monty Python's Mr. Creosote. If I saw someone who looked like him coming toward me in the street, I'd provide a wide berth, which coincidentally is probably at the root of his problems, low self-esteem due to obesity. And when he does eventually take the good advice many are offering and seeks help before checking out for good, his weight problem will be a fine place to start. But let's forget about his behavior and appearance and look at his record on the job. He must be good at the books, cooked or otherwise, because in 2012, he somehow managed to take a $774 million deficit and squeeze out a $90 million surplus for the city. As a city full of bean counters, Toronto must love that about Rob Ford. Any Vancouverite working in the corporate sector knows that when you get kicked to the curb, your pink slip comes with a Bay Street return address. But now Torontonians have a decision to make. Do we keep the guy in charge and look the other way because it looks good on paper? Or do we seek out someone with less baggage who can actually go abroad and sell America's fourth largest city without getting turned away at the border because of drug use or ties to the criminal underworld? And honestly, I don't think they have to look far. Deputy Toronto Mayor Norm Kelly showed a lot of class and compassion through his boss's public meltdown. Council will be in good hands while Ford takes a little me time to sort through his issues. My name is Cal Cote. This is a great time for a little me time with the best music on the planet. From Barcelona, this is a fresh single from rock and Espanol hero Jarabe de Palo with Somos on World Beat Canada Radio.
Somos lo que somos. Somos lo que somos.
Mira hermano, aquí somos los que estamos. Y aunque hacemos lo que podemos, no aprendemos, no avanzamos. El mundo se hace pequeño, la vida nos sigue pesando. Todo lo que le dio, digo paz, verdad, justicia, libertad, digo amor, respeto, conciencia, dignidad. Mira, somos lo que somos, no lo que queremos. Patrones, esclavos, humanos, imperfectos, somos raza, cultura, humanidad.
Somos lo que somos.
Animales racionales con carnet de identidad, seres humanos indiferentes, víctimas supervivientes de la propia raza humana.
Yo, somos lo que somos, no lo que queremos, individuos vigilados con derechos controlados.
Somos lo que somos.
Somos monos, somos locos, somos raros, somos cocos, somos rotos, somos chontos, somos natos, somos jodos.
Somos monos, somos locos, somos raros, somos cocos, somos rotos, somos chontos, somos natos, somos jodos, somos homos, somos rotos, somos falsos, somos bobos.
Somos lo que somos.
Calma, tú tienes la palabra, la puerta de la vía. Reside la esperanza, reside la energía que brota de tu alma, tu mente positiva. No tengas miedo, avanza, libérate y respira.
Somos buenos.
Mira,
somos lo que somos.
Saca la mentira
Fabulous Gypsy Manifesto, Boban and Marko Markovic in orchestra, Serbian Romani trumpeters, the best brass band in the world for 17 years. That is Beautiful Girl. And Jarabe de Palo before that, a new single from a forthcoming album. It's called Somos. Here is more new music from Montreal. It is Risen by Orisia. She is a Ukrainian ragamuffin, you might call her. And this is their second release. It's called High.
Everything in the world, everything.
Tip of World Beat Live.
Looking forward to talking with Aresia and finding out more about her story. Try the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra. In collaboration with Caravan World Rhythms, they present the Longing Sky Project, November 18th through 23rd, a series of concerts and a free public lecture featuring guest Indian, Japanese, and Iranian musicians. Take note of this venue change. Literally, the event has been changed to the venue on Granville Street from the Commodore Ballroom. Schwitz on the floor, dancing to Balkan beatbox, and Vancouver klezmer poet Jeff Berner, November 19th. Your tickets for the Commodore show will be honored. November 30th and December 1st, Cap Goes Celtic. Conductor Lars Cario and the Capilano University Festival Chorus and Capilano University Singers, with special guests Amy Stephen on Celtic harp, penny whistle, and accordion, and Michael Vines from Blackthorn with boran and percussion. A magical mixture of music with Celtic roots featuring Loch Lomond, brilliantly arranged by Jonathan Quick. Only a unique confluence of cultural influences could produce an artist as strikingly original as Buica, a commanding performer with a husky, crushed velvet voice. Buica saw her career catch fire in 2009 with a collaboration with Cuban pianist great Chucho Valdez. This time, Buica is also joined by one of Cuba's top jazz pianists, Ivan Gonzalez-Lewis, and percussionist Ramon Suarez Escobar, co-presented with Julio Montero with the support of Coastal Jazz at the Chan Center December 6th. Next, Five Alarm Funk are in the studio recording their new album, and apparently it's monster. What we're going to hear is from Rock the Sky and Pyramid. That's next on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
to it.
Just move your feet.
Our music is always fresh, hand-picked, and never mass-produced. Because there's no we in iPod.
Don't be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
Take out.
talk about more bang for your buck. Grammy Award-winning Gustavo Santaolalla and Bajo Fondo Tango Club, a 21-track release called Presente. That's good value for your money. And Circular, also having some fun with Geometry. We heard Pyramid by Five Alarm Funk. Time for your touch of the familiar. This is the Slide Brothers, produced by a man who knows a slide guitar, Robert Randolph. They've taken an old Allman Brothers song penned in 1970. Listen to what they do in a Sacred Steel sense with Don't Keep Me Wondering. Your touch of the familiar on World Beat Canada Radio. The lovely Luisa Mehta helping out Delata on Un Amor a Mes on World Beat Canada Radio. The global music world lost one of its pioneer electronic innovators last week after a long battle with cancer. DJ Chebi Saba is no longer with us, but his music remains. We pay tribute with Raja Vedalu next on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat. It's good to have you along.
Bye. This song is a protest. This song is a call to fight. This song is for my sisters, all my sisters in my home, in the Nkomazi, South Africa. This song is for them and all of my sisters around the world, struggling to survive. Sisters that survive by exchanging sex for money. Money for love, with no hope and no other options. This song is for them, for my sisters. Fight, my sisters. Stand up, fight. You have my love.
Money for love, money for love, money for love. It's not the answer, yeah. It's not the answer, yeah. Money for love, money for love, money for love. It's not the answer, yeah. It's not the answer, yeah. You pull up with fancy rides, growing all your bills, filling me with lies, moaning for my thrills. But you can buy my pride, you can buy my pride, no, you can buy my pride.
Money for love, money for love, money for love. It's not the answer, yeah. It's not the answer.
Your money won't shut up. To one love I am true. To one love I am true. To one love I am true. My true heart raises. I burn your money down. Burn your money down.
Music, can it change prevailing attitudes? We're the only ones who know that. The new benefit album for Triad Trust, aimed at reducing AIDS in poverty, is called Marula's Shade. And that was the voice of Nomvula Nkosi and Money for Love. Here is a Seattle all-girl band. They're called La Luz. They obviously were big fans of surf guitar and that whole sort of 60s, early 60s vocal vibe. It's from their new album, It's Alive, and it's Pink Slime on World Beat Canada Radio.
Rock-a-doo.
from Seattle to Andalusia to Cape Verde, jumping around on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote. More of the best music in the world still to come.
Oh, oiaia, oiaia. Akorda manen apainiz dua, oiaia, oiaia. Olokun boiu baia pasa, oiaia, oiaia. Bokatera ukupu.
Fica de fora na tarde, na cedo, com fé e sem medo.
Agora é a hora que fica de fora na tarde, na cedo, com fé e sem medo. Sem medo.
Avança na dança da tua mudança. Faz guerra a guerra e a ignorância.
Cape Verdean with a much different style. She's living in Lisbon, Sara Tavares. The new album's called Balance, and that was Poca Terra. Before that, a man whose lyrics are studied in poetry classes in Spain. His name is Chico Acana. His band is Martires del Compás, and we heard Colores. On World Beat Canada Radio, we're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyright Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist for over 10 years, Canada's contemporary Celtic radio hour with Patricia Fraser. Check out our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. We've got a great new interview transcript up from Sarah Aroeste talking about Sephardic feminism that goes back 500 years, and she's looking totally into the future with it. It's a very interesting read, and I hope you check it out. Oh, and the new charts are up, too, for November. The World Beat Top 30 and the Celt in a Twist Top 10. Our last sound will go to Chris Berry. Formerly from the band Pangea, he is innovating the Zimbabwean spiritual instrument, the imbira. And we'll hear you. But our last word goes to Clarence Day, a U.S. biographer and essayist who said, "The real world is not so easy to live in. It is rough. It is slippery. Without the most clear-eyed adjustments, we fall and get crushed. A man must stay sober, not always, but most of the time."
come from.
Communications.